Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is Jill McGivering, BBC's Asia analyst. She joins us from Bush House, from our partner's headquarters there in London. Jill, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure, John.
Let's talk about this very strange story that happened, at least we've learned about it within the last few hours. Aung San Suu Kyi, the house-arrested human rights activist in Myanmar, is now in the custody again of Myanmar authorities because an American man, a reported Mormon who claims to be writing some sort of faith-based book, swam across a river or a lake to her house as an intruder, and suddenly the whole issue of Aung San Suu Kyi is in turmoil. Explain what happened this morning. It seems like a real mystery.
It does seem a very peculiar story, I have to say. It all seems to have happened about a week ago when this gentleman, John Yetor, his name is, from Missouri, apparently swam across the lake that leads towards the compound where Aung San Suu Kyi is normally based. Now, that's a mile swim. It's a long way. And we gather that he tried to go and visit her last year in a more conventional way, using the road route, presumably, but was turned away. This time, it seems he took matters into his own hands and swam. And we've got some pictures of him, actually. Apparently a picture he took of himself shortly before trying to do the swim, and also a picture of his feet in some rather strange homemade flippers. They're like sandals with big square bits on the front. And we gather he arrived. According to Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyers, he was uninvited, and Aung San Suu Kyi apparently tried very hard to persuade him to leave because he may have understood what consequences might be for her. He wouldn't leave. He said he was exhausted after the swim, and in the end he was allowed to rest. He slept downstairs on the ground floor overnight. The following day, he went back and did the repeat swim, again, a mile across this enormous lake, and was picked up then by the authorities and taken into custody.
Now, this violates the details of Aung San Suu Kyi's house arrest. Explain how that works and that this has now become a pretext for her being in custody again.
Well, absolutely. I mean, in fact, she's just coming to the end of a six-year term in house under house arrest, and that would have come to an end on May the 27th. And there was a big debate about, well, what's going to happen next. Normally, 6 years is the absolute maximum, even under the law in Myanmar, to be able to keep someone in detention like that, and a quite severe detention. She has no communications with the outside world. She isn't allowed visitors. Sometimes when she's ill, she isn't allowed doctors. So it's really quite a draconian situation. And people were debating, well, are they going to have to let her go? Are they going to what pretext could they find, perhaps, for extending the house arrest?
Well, of course, they can do anything they want in Myanmar, right?
Well, they can. That's right. It's a military government. But they are under quite a lot of pressure from the international community. They have to try to find ways of justifying what they do. And, of course, they are criticised a lot, both by their own internal people and also by the international community for human rights abuses. So they are aware of some of the consequences of their actions.
So
they have charged her, basically, with contravening the terms of her house arrest.
Right, because she's having a house guest.
Exactly. Right. Having someone there that was unauthorised and was there for 2 days.
So I gather quite quickly that at the very least, the presence of this American man is utterly unwelcome.
Absolutely, and certainly it sounds from all the comments that are being made by the team that is close to her, including her lawyers, that they are furious. They described him as a fool. One of them said he was nutty. One of them basically has accused him of giving the military authorities the opportunity they wanted to put her in jail.
Well, he's thrown a wrench into the whole future status of Aung San Suu Kyi, and thanks so much for giving us those details. Jill McGivering, BBC Asia analyst, speaking from London.